Among travelers, Rick Steves is an icon. He's written guidebooks for countries all over Europe. His public TV programs have been watched by millions, and his public radio program is carried by more than 400 stations around the world, including our KSFC, 91.9 in Spokane, 100.3 in Coeur d'Alene, 8 a.m. on Saturdays. Steves will be on stage at the Bing Crosby Theater tonight to talk about his latest book, Travel as a Political Act. He views travel as one of the essential elements of a well-lived life. We spoke to him earlier this fall.
If everybody had to travel before they could vote, I know that's a pipe dream, but if everybody had to travel and have a world perspective before they voted, I think America would have a different political situation, and I think America would be stronger, and I think America would be safer, and I think America would contribute more to the stability and the well-being of this planet as the greatest economic power and force for freedom potentially the greatest force for freedom on the planet. The value of travel has never been greater, and that kind of amps up my energy. I've been at this a long time, but I'm just ramping up right now because I see the beautiful, beautiful value in traveling, getting out of your comfort zone, hanging out with people who see things differently, and coming home with the most beautiful souvenir. And that souvenir is a broader perspective. And then the exciting thing is to implement that as a citizen of this great nation and help our country be better.
So most people know you from your TV show, now from your radio show. You've got a great website. You've got podcasts there. You get short videos and that sort of thing, and forums. And I pull a question from one of the threads on your forum regarding U.S. foreign policy and how that impacts tourists who now go abroad. Do you think people are being treated differently over the last couple of years because of, I guess, the change in American policies in some of those places?
The answer to the person on the forum, what's the impact on our travels? It's nothing. We took 10,000 tours around Europe, and I'm in careful touch with all of our Rick Steves guides, and none of them report ugly American problems. You know, it's just there's all sorts of dislocation going on because of fear and because of immigration concerns and because of supernationalism and tribalism and angry people that don't have the wherewithal to travel and are more frightened. There's stuff going on in Britain with Brexit. There's stuff going on in Poland and Hungary and Turkey with autocrats that have derailed or are working very hard to derail those democracies. And all over Europe, there's a rising tide of angry extremist, super nationalistic policies that are driven by fear of immigrants. And this is just part of globalization. It's the growing pains of an ever smaller world. And we're having the same kind of discussions in our society. And I think it's more important to travel than ever. I think the mission of public broadcasting is more important than ever. And I think the mission of thoughtful travel is more important than ever. We need to get to know our neighbors. We need to recognize that globalism is a big train. You're going to have to get on it or you're going to have to get run over. That's kind of the perspective from south of our border, and I think that applies to us as well.
So you spend a lot of time in Europe, but how much time do you spend traveling to some of these other places, maybe the places that you've talked with others on your radio show about?
Not very much. I'm committed to Europe. For me, Europe is the wading pool for world exploration. It's a full-time job for me to keep my business going and my guidebooks up to date. And when I work on my guidebooks and our tours, at the same time, I'm sort of knowingly, it's a twofer because I'm scouting for my TV production for public television. And I've got to keep my new material coming up for public television in Spokane as well as radio. So my focus still is on Europe. On the other hand, every time I get a chance to travel outside of Europe, it invigorates my work as a host of a radio show. Next month I'm going to Ethiopia and I'm going to Guatemala. That's going to be very helpful. Recently I went to Egypt. Of course I went to Iran and Palestine. And that gives me sort of a passion and a new interest and a lot of contacts in those countries. And it's fun to be able to come home and think, oh, now I can talk to Iranians about what's going on in Iran. If I go on a river rafting trip on the Snake River, well, you can bet I'm going to want to talk about river rafting, in our country. If I travel elsewhere, it it adds to sort of my enthusiasm for an area. But, you know, before I got focused in on Europe, I enjoyed traveling all over the world. I like to say my favorite country is India, and that's because India rearranges your cultural furniture and it wallops your ethnocentricity. Well, I haven't been to India for a long time, but I can still celebrate the value of traveling in places that challenge your perceptions, places where, you know, people were raised thinking other truths were self-evident and God-given. So it all kind of comes back to the mission of my teaching as a travel writer and as a person who cares about America not being ethnocentric. I'm a fan of getting to know the other 96% of humanity, and I really believe the best thing for security for our country is to play ball with the rest of the world and have a mindset where we see the value of building bridges rather than building walls. And to recognize that different people have different takes on things, and just as much as we want other people to give us a little wiggle room because of our baggage, we should give other people a little wiggle room because of their baggage. We're all in this together. Another theme that I've found in my travels lately is the world is a beautiful place. If you stayed at home and didn't have a passport and your whole world perspective was shaped by watching commercial news on TV, you might think the world is a scary place or a hateful place or a dangerous place. I spend 4 months a year hanging out with people in different countries all over the place, and I come home thinking the world's a beautiful place filled with wonderful people, and there's 7 billion people on this planet. Sure, there's a billion people who are in extreme poverty, and we can work on that, and sure, there are horrible wars going on, and we can work on peace issues, and sure, there is terrorism, but that's the stuff that makes the news. And what doesn't make the news is the other 699, I don't know, the other millions and millions and millions of people are raising their kids and loving their grandparents and worrying about getting a roof over their head and dancing to new music that turns them on.
Rick Steves' new book is Travel as a Political Act. He'll speak tonight at the Bing at an event sponsored by the Spokesman Review Book Club, Northwest Passages, and KSPS Public Television.